you join me in the prayer that is in your bulletin? Holy God, whose ways are not our ways, and whose thoughts are not our thoughts, grant that your Holy Spirit may intercede for us with sighs too deep for human words. Heal our wounded hearts made heavy by our sorrow. Through the veil of our tears and the silence of our emptiness, assure us again that ear has not heard, nor eye seen, nor human imagination envisioned, what you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead. Amen. One of Clarence's favorite hymns was In the Garden, and you can find that on 237 in your hymnal. If you are able, will you rise in body and spirit? You may be seated. Stories are a wonderful part of life, and they're ways that we can learn more, we can laugh, and we can cry, and we can be included. So I'm going to invite Tom forward now to share some stories about Clarence.
Wow, this is strange. I just want to say a few words. I'm Tom. I'm the son-in-law to Clarence. Thank you for coming. I want to share some thoughts from myself, from the family, as we've sat around and rejoiced. My father-in-law was somewhat of a private man. I'm not sure he wouldn't tell me to sit down right now. If I started these words, I remember him describing the NFL celebrations in the end zone. You bunch of showboaters. So that's Grandpa. I'm going to continue anywhere, Clarence. Anybody that came through today, his key attribute was his smile. He would light up a room. He could sit and discuss current events of any topic with anyone. He found a lot of good friends at Bickford over the last year. He was a faith, family, and country, true and true. The more I spent with him, the more I saw it. His wife, Marcelite, knew all this. I didn't get a privilege to get that deep. He was a private man, but he loved the three that I just mentioned. It's not a lot. It's just big print from my eyes, so don't get nervous when I'm flipping pages. For the last 70 years, he was a husband to Marcelite. My wife, Jan, she described this relationship as a love affair, comparable to Ronnie and Nancy Reagan, the true love affair they had. These two people were joined at the hip and cared for each other unconditionally. Jan was his pride and joy. The more I look through the pictures of him pulling her on a sled, sitting with her at Christmas, holding up fish at Rice Lake. They went there for many years to Rice Lake, and they were together. I don't think my wife was thrilled about the fishing part, or the outside Johns. I heard about that a lot. But I think she went just to be with him. Aaron spent a lot of time reminiscing of the good times going to Old Man's Cave, burning hot dogs and burning marshmallows with Grandpa, Grandma, and with John and Marg Hart, which Marg is here today. Grandpa smiled in the hospital during these conversations. Annie had a discussion with Grandpa about building a boat and floating it down the waterway beside the house. The real discussion turned this way. We were in great discussion with everybody in the room and Grandpa. Was this a creek or a crick? That created a lot of controversy in all the nurses and all the people in the whole facility. Great grandbabies. Ella, sitting right there, I call Mud Pie. Gabby, her name is Rat. And of course, Owen D. Hi, Owen. And Clara, she's still taking a nap, another precious grandbaby. Every night, he would rush back to his computer after dinner to check Facebook. Yes, Facebook. He was an active player on that. He would look for updates every night. He would tell everyone about his grandbabies. The first question when I walk in the door is, hey, when have you seen the grandbabies? When did you see them last? How are the babies? What are they doing? I had this lengthy conversation, every child going through the checklist. That was precious times. He would light up in these conversations like unbelievable. That smile that we all knew and saw, it was there. And thanks, Angela, for keeping the Facebook well populated. In closing, I was very fortunate to have two dads. Charles Thomas Rogers for the first 22 years of my life, and he passed. And now I had Clarence Fowler Jr. for the last 40. So I say to Dad, both dads, go have a highball and take care of the people that passed in front of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. What great stories and memories that continue to be part of us. Stories also come from Scripture. And so we have the words from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then from 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter of love. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. And one of the things I learned about Clarence was that he loved to smile, as Tom said, but he also had two pastors that were part of his life. He had Bob for many, many, many years, who was the pastor here at Grace United Church of Christ for 19 years, about 10 years ago. 9 years ago, somewhere like that. And then I came about 4 years ago, and Clarence welcomed me so wonderfully. So because knowing that, I knew Clarence would appreciate having some stories of those earlier times. So Bob is going to share some stories of earlier days.
As always, it's good to be back. This feels like home. And you have always welcomed me back. And I especially want to thank Mindy for allowing the pulpit to be occupied by me for just a few minutes here. And also to thank the Fowler, Rogers, Damchevsky family for welcoming me back again. I'll share with you three things, which is very Trinitarian for ministers to do. When people ask me to speak at funerals on behalf of someone, the first thing that always comes to mind is this scripture passage, Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to this? Now, there's more to that in just a moment. What then shall we say to this? Well, first I would say, let us recall those things that made the person so bright and within our own hearts. Tom has done so just a few moments ago. I'll tell you this, I cannot pull up out here, right off of this door here, without seeing the men when they were doing the chicken noodle supper, and the men were always out there. What were they doing out there? They were cooling the chicken. And it occurred to me after several years, really about all they did was just kind of turn it over and let it cool on this wire mesh. Clarence was out there with many others. And I see those men as they cooled the chicken, then it was sent downstairs where, if I recall correctly, the women did most of the work then in putting it apart. But Clarence was a part of that crew, and I recall that. Second, I recall visits with Clarence and Marcelite at their Columbus Street address. In fact, I just drove by it a few moments ago, coming into town. And you would only get kind words from Clarence. But he was also always very interested in what someone was doing. And I do recall this. When I first came, Clarence actually asked me about what got me into the ministry. Why did I choose this profession? Was there a calling? And it's not too often that parishioners will ask their pastors that. What is it that brought us into the ministry? And I remember him, he and I talking about that. Always a kind word from Clarence. And a third thing. Here is what ministers do. Congregations open their doors and open their hearts and allow us to be a part of them, a part of families. And so over the past 30 years, and especially over the past 10 years with another part of the family, I've come to know even more. So I've known Clarence and Marcelite for over 30 years, and Tom and Jan for nearly that amount of time. They were up in the Pickerington area, and that as young people, Annie and Aaron. And then over the past 7 or 8 years, I've come to know Annie and her husband, Tony, whom I did officiated for. So I know quite a few strains of this particular family. When I came in today, one of them remarked to me, "Can this month just please be over? For they have been through much." During this particular month, we said hello to and we offered to the angels little Mila, and she's still very much on our hearts and minds, and I know upon the hearts and minds of Clarence and Marcelite, and how good it is that he is there now with that child. We are privy to your joys and your sorrows, and you let us in and allow us to try to understand what there is about life and in death. And one thing I've discovered about this particular mystery is I do not have any answers. But the passage I always look to is Romans 8:38. Says this, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor present, nor future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God." Over the years, we get to know families, and we see the joys and we see the sorrows, and they ask us, why do these things come about? I do not know why we come upon this earth and live perhaps a brief time, nor we come upon this earth and live for over 90 years. And how glorious it is for both. But I do know this, that as we ponder the mysteries of death, and then we read in Romans, as Paul writes to the church there in Rome, he wrote that only 2,000 years ago, and it says to us that he too also pondered those mysteries. They're not to be solved, perhaps, but it is good knowing that we are not the first to ponder it, and that we are in good company when others say to us, "For I am sure that neither death nor life nor anything else in all creation will keep us from the love of God." Blessings upon you, Marcelite, and upon the Rogers side of the family, and upon the Damchevsky side of the family. It has been a blessing and continues to be as you allow me to be a part of your lives.
Thank you, Bob. And stories continue from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you from going out and coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. From Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, "It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." And from the Gospel of John. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Thanks be to God that we have stories from our hearts and stories from Scripture and stories of our lives to offer us comfort and hope. Amen. This life that we are on is a journey. We hope. We plan. We look forward to what's ahead. We enjoy the present and we remember the good times of the past. We travel on this road of life. And as we travel on this road of life, we meet hardships and problems and sorrow. And so today, we pause in our journey to celebrate. Yes, to celebrate and to remember the life of Clarence Fowler and his journey. We pause to give thanks to God for his life among us as a companion on our journey. We pause not only to look back and to give thanks, but to renew, to restore our hope in the love of God. We pause to share our faith, to recall the past, so that we can move on to the future. So Clarence, who lived a life of 92 years of love and kindness and happiness and hard work and blessings. He was a man who was a World War II vet with the Army Air Corps. He was a rural postal carrier. He loved to travel with his wife, Marcelite, of over 68 years. The stories that I heard was, he took his daughter Jan and his grandchildren, Annie and Aaron, fishing. And the parts that I heard about on this fishing trip, fishing times, was that nobody liked to put the bait on. Only they, Marcelite was telling me the things on. Nobody liked to put that on. But they liked to be with Dad. He is a man who loved dogs. Every time I would go to visit him, he couldn't wait to say, do you have a new picture of your dog? Do you have a new picture of your dog? Can I see? He loved dogs. And then he would tell me stories about his dogs, about his grandchildren, and about his great-grandchildren. He loved to show me pictures. Many a time, opening the computer up so that I could see those pictures that had come through. So Gabby and Owen D., who went down there, and Ella and Clara, he couldn't wait to tell me the stories about you. Your grandpa Fowler just was so proud of you. And then he was deeply grieved when the youngest great-granddaughter, Mila, recently died. So now the oldest and the youngest of this family, a cycle of life, are with God. And he couldn't tell me enough about Jan and Tom either, but especially Tom, about how wonderful his son-in-law was. What a great guy. Yes. He would come and take them, and he would tell those stories about ice skating and sledding and fishing and hunting and playing softball and traveling. They were all part of what made him smile. But Marcelite was who gave him his life. Every time I would go visit, the two of them together would be together with stories and laughter and smiles and being together, special in God's eyes. So here's some of these promises of God that continue through the scriptures. Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who come to him. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. And again from John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. These are the words we need so that we can turn to the one who stands behind these words. We turn to God, for God can heal our broken hearts. God can wipe away our tears that well up inside us. God can give us the peace that we need, and God can strengthen us to carry on. So as people who travel on a journey, this journey of life, there are times that many of us have been caused to pause, to renew our faith. And so we have heard these words of comfort throughout scriptures that help us know that we are not alone. We hear the voices of people who have questioned their faith, like we have at times. They too are seeking hope in situations that sometimes seem hopeless. The Lord watches over you. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is God who shall keep you safe. The Lord never slumbers nor sleeps. And we have that assurance. And we can lie down and be refreshed. The Lord protects God's people. Always. And this psalmist from 121 learned that comfort and hope and strength do not come from what the world has to offer. And Clarence knew that. Clarence knew that comfort comes from God, his faith. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Death is never pleasant, but we can face it squarely when we put our trust in God. In Jesus, we have the forgiveness. In Christ, we have life. Because he lives, we will face tomorrow. The new heaven and the new earth, where tears are wiped away, where death has been defeated at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the home, the journey that we are on. I go and prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. You know, when I came to Grace almost 4 years ago, Clarence was that welcoming face. He was at my candidating weekend, and then he was here that first Sunday that I came, and he met me, and I could remember his name because it's my grandpa's name, and he had this smile of welcome and hope and love. He helped to make this place home. He shared stories, he shared laughter, he shared his love of God, and he shared it in a very unassuming way. That was Clarence. Today, we gather and walk on this journey, remembering that Clarence walked with us and now is walking with us in another way. So as we continue on the journey, let us walk by faith, as Clarence did. Let us walk with the risen Savior, in whom we place hope and the promise that we put our trust in God. Though they die, yet shall they live. New, abundant, and eternal life. And so with that promise, we commend to God Clarence Fowler Jr., for he has now completed this part of his journey. Child of God, loved deeply and completely. Godspeed, Clarence. Your journey is different than ours. You are with God in a new heaven and a new earth. Godspeed. Amen. Will you pray with me? Merciful God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. It is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. We thank you especially that in the night of our grief, in the shadows of our sorrow, we are not left to ourselves. We have the light of your promises to sustain us and to comfort us. Through our tears, give us vision to see in faith the consolation you intend for us. In your mercy, grant us the unfailing guidance of your saving word, both in life and in death. O God, our strength and our Redeemer, giver of life and conqueror of death, we praise you with humble hearts. With faith in your great mercy and wisdom, we entrust Clarence to your eternal care. We praise you for your steadfast love for him all the days of his earthly life. We thank you that for all that he was to those who loved him. And we thank you that for him all sickness and sorrow are ended, and death itself is past. And he has entered the home where all your people gather in peace. Keep us all in communion with your faithful people in every time and place, that at last we may rejoice together in the heavenly family where Jesus Christ reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. And now, God of all mercies and all comfort, in tender love and compassion, embrace your sorrowing servants. Be their refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Show them again the love of Christ that passes all human understanding. For by death, Christ has conquered death. And by rising, Christ has opened to all the gates of everlasting life. Thanks be to you, O God. And O God, we pause together to say the prayer that your Son taught us, the prayer that is our family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Clarence's favorite hymn was Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And so will you stand if you are able and join me in singing to God, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. The words will be up here as well as on page 472 in your hymnals.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Holy God, in your mighty power you gave us life, and in your love you have given us new life in Jesus Christ. We now entrust Clarence Fowler Jr. to your merciful care. We do this in the faith of Christ Jesus, who died and rose again to save us, and is now alive and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, in glory forever. Holy One, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Amen. Following the benediction, I invite you to follow the casket after the family out, and to head downstairs for a meal, a time of fellowship, a time of storytelling, a time of family, community, and togetherness. Go in peace, Clarence. Now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Go in the peace of Christ. Amen. Stand.